Back now with Day to Day. The Los Angeles Times made some news this morning, not by breaking a story, but by unbreaking it. The Times retracted an exclusive it ran last month about a violent feud in the world of hip-hop.
And it removed the story from its website with a statement saying it was based on, quote, information that the Times no longer believes to be credible. The article was written by Pulitzer winner Chuck Phillips, and it featured hip-hop stars Sean Diddy Combs and the late Tupac Shakur.
It reported Combs was in on the planning of a 1994 ambush that left Shakur severely injured and helped spark a violent feud in the rap world. That information came from what the Times thought were FBI documents, but which editors later found to be fakes. Those documents were the work of an accomplished forger and con artist named Jimmy Sabatino. Here with the profile of Sabatino is Christopher Johnson.
Rapper Jeru the Damager once boasted he could do more work than a crackhead with a toolbox. But all Jimmy Sabatino's ever needed to nail some damn impressive heist jobs is a telephone and a copy machine. In the mid-90s, he used those simple tools to steal thousands of dollars in hotel stays, air travel, jewelry, and limos. Really just by calling from his home near Miami and asking for what he wanted.
He was this kid, and it was kind of cute. And so he was sort of like an anti-hero. People sort of cheered him, even though they knew he was breaking the law.
Robert Andrew Powell wrote a cover story on Sabatino for the Miami New Times in 1999. Digging through court records, Powell discovered some of Sabatino's elaborate capers. Jimmy pulled his biggest charades by calling up folks at places such as the Waldorf Astoria, Tiffany & Company, and the Mack Warehouse. He'd pose as an executive for Coca-Cola or maybe Warner Brothers, and he'd talk his way into some pretty fat goods and services. So which grift did Powell find most impressive?
Easily. It was stealing Super Bowl tickets.
This story, which went down in 95, really captures the teenage Staten Island native at his felonious best.
The Super Bowl was being played in Miami, which is around where he was living. And the NFL franchise in Miami is the Miami Dolphins, and it was owned by the same guy who owned the Blockbuster video franchise.
So Sabatino dialed the Dolphins, posed as Blockbuster's vice president, and asked for some extra tickets. The team said, sure. Then Sabatino got both companies to write him on official letterhead, and with a little cutting and pasting, Jimmy forged his way to 262 free Super Bowl tickets.
He was just a teenage kid, and that's why so many people were sort of charmed by his capers, because it's like, how in the world did he do that?
One thing the con kid couldn't do was keep himself out of jail. Jimmy served a total of 2 years for the Super Bowl scam. Well, for that and those pagers. More than $12,000 worth that Jimmy acquired by claiming he was the nephew of Tommy Mottola, the music industry mogul. Jimmy loves to boast ties to all sorts of powerful people. He's even bragged about connections to Suge Knight and Sean Diddy or Puff Daddy Combs. He's even suing Combs for $16 million over a supposed music deal gone sour. But to Sabatino's hip-hop claims, Powell says baloney.
He never was the rap player that he pretended to be. The idea of Jimmy Sabatino being intimately enmeshed in the operations of Puff Daddy, it doesn't pass a smell test.
So why didn't Pulitzer Prize winner Chuck Phillips get enough of a whiff to hold back? Phillips wrote an entire LA Times expose in mid-March based on phony FBI documents he got from Sabatino. See, Jimmy's in a federal pen right now, doing 11 years for identity theft and felony fraud. Using a prison typewriter, Jimmy drew up documents pointing to Combs as the one who planned that near murder of Tupac Shakur in 1994. Sabatino even wrote himself into the plot. That attack is still unsolved, and Combs called the Times piece completely false. After the Smoking Gun website exposed the FBI documents as fakes, the LA Times ran an extensive mea culpa. John Lantigua is a staff writer for the Palm Beach Post. He reported recently on Jimmy Sabatino's criminal career. Lantigua says the paper should be cut some slack.
I don't think anybody can blame Mr. Phillips for being hornswoggled by this guy. Since he's in prison, he has a lot of time to make this stuff up. I've been a reporter for a long time. I've never had anybody that I know of, at least, go to these lengths to fool me.
Robert Andrew Powell thinks the 31-year-old con game pro has got to be feeling pretty proud of his latest sleight of hand.
He lives his life in a box, but he's successfully managed to get attention to himself, and I suspect he's very happy to be back in the news.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come.